Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is Havila Kennington, and this is Havila's podcast. Today is
anniversary of the podcast. How many anniversary?
Five.
It's the 5 years. Anniversary.
5 years. That's a lot.
Can you believe you've been doing this podcast for 5 years?
You know what? If you really think about it, what's wild is I had 4 kids in 5 years. So the whole length of having and building our family. That's how long we've been doing our podcast.
That's a lot of surgeries.
You had C-sections. It's a lot of drugs.
That's right. Well, here we are. It is, this is a special day. We've hit 5 years of doing this podcast. So if you have been with us since the beginning, way to go. Congratulations.
We love you so much. And if you're wondering who this voice is on the other side of me, this is the brains of the operation, Mr. Ben Cunnington, the love of my life, baby maker, and grilling extraordinaire.
Well, and I guess periodic podcast appearance maker.
Mostly my hype. My
That's right. I'm your hype man.
You're my hype man.
Come on. Raise the roof.
It's actually not, I'm not joking about that. Like there is multiple times during a trip that I'll call you and be like, what do I do? What do I say? Why am I doing this? And you're like, here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to say. Look alive, get out there, hit the ball. You've done this before.
No, it's true. We make a good team for sure. And I am, I'm happy to be here.
Me too. So today is an anniversary podcast. And before you stop the podcast or go anywhere, I want you to know that we have some really exciting news at the end of this podcast. So if you stick around, we have an announcement to make, and we also have an incredible giveaway that we want to give you an opportunity to jump in and grab. And it's only for our podcast listeners. So you won't be competing with the Insta friends, and you won't be competing with your Facebook family. No. This is all for the podcast community. So if you're part of this tribe, you get a chance to win something because, well, I'm a gift girl. You know that.
I do. And I mean, to be honest, I have to ask this question. Am I able to enter the giveaway?
No, but you'll have a special prize at the end of this.
Okay. I actually don't remember what the prize is, but I know it's awesome. So,
it's really good. And the truth is, I'm a gift person. And so I'm going to love you well by giving you a gift because that's what speaks to me. And I hope that you enjoy it too.
It's true. Okay. So in honor of 5 years, we decided to do something what we think it's fun to kind of recap the last 5 years of the podcast. Let's go down memory lane a little bit and actually give us, we're going to highlight 5 episodes, one per year, kind of our top episodes and then just give like a 1 to 2 minute commentary on each episode. So we'll play clips of those, which I think is super cool.
It's really cool. We picked out an episode each year that you guys loved and was the top listened to podcast. And we're going to jump in there. So before we go into the next moment, I just want to give you a heads up that the next couple weeks we are doing something called an author series.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
It is awesome. And what it's going to be is it's going to be every podcast is directed to those that want to become an author. Maybe you're a brand new author or you're somebody who needs to get your content into book form. So we're going to interview authors and people that are coming out with books, really well-known people. I can't tell you everybody yet, but then also we're going to try to get a hold of somebody who's in the publishing industry and all those things. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast and don't miss an episode because it's going to be all about authors for the next couple weeks.
I love it. That sounds awesome. So that starts next week. We have to say, part of the exciting news, we're not going to tell you, but it has to do with this idea here. we're gonna get more serious about our podcasts, which is more consistent, dropping episodes every week. It's gonna be great. We got a lot of good things coming.
Yeah,
so stay tuned.
It's not that I haven't been serious about it.
You've been totally flippant and completely dropped the ball on your podcast.
Well,
you please take this serious?
No,
people are waiting for a new episode.
Stop. It's not that I didn't take it serious. I think it's just that I had my focus on so many other things that I wanted to keep it as authentic as possible and in the moment. And so a lot of what you've had the last 5 years is my process, and whatever I'm going through, you're going to get. You're still going to get that. We're just going to be a little more deliberate in how we give you information. So we just honor the time you're giving us. There's a lot of more podcasts that are demanding your time than when we were started out 5 years ago. And so we know that there's a ton of good things out there and people that are incredible. And I love podcasts. And the truth is, I just need the information in a succinct way because of the demand.
I love it. All right, cool.
Well, all right, no further ado.
Let's jump into these episodes.
All right, first episode we're talking about, and this is one of the top ones of the first year that we launched this podcast. Yes, you're right. Amazingly, it was the first episode. I think, you know, everyone was like curious maybe, but we found that it's not lost steam. The first episode was called Becoming Fruitful, and it's where it all began. It's where I cast vision and I began the journey that led us to where we are now. So we're going to jump right into the radical growth study together, and we're going to talk about what it looks like to have a good life and to bear fruit and how to grow a vibrant life. Let's tune in. Everyone starts at baseline. Everybody begins as an infant. Everybody starts at ground level. There's no one out there that started as a full-grown adult or somehow got handed a full life in God. No, everyone begins at baseline. No matter what you're doing, we've all had to become learners. So that's okay. And the very first thing we have to understand in growing a vibrant life is that we're all going to begin with a seed. We're not going to grow. We're not going to be given a transplant. Everything begins with a seed. And in order for us to really grow, we're going to be given a lot of seeds to grow this life. And so everyone starts at ground level. And the goal this week is you and I really need to think about what areas in our life are we at ground level? Where is that? When we begin to talk about, we'll talk about three areas of growth this week. Are there areas that I find myself at baseline? I find myself having not grown anything, having not had any life or fruit in that area. Well, you're at baseline. And I just want to say, it's okay to be at baseline. Like, I just want to break the shame off of our lives that say somehow we should be further along than we are. There might be a reality to that we haven't taking advantage of every opportunity, and we aren't maybe where the next person was that began with us. But ultimately, we can have really rapid growth if we take all the things that God's given us and do exactly what He said. We can grow this vibrant life. You know, growing a vibrant life is part of God's purpose in our lives. It's part of His plan. The book of Genesis even said early on, be fruitful and multiply. A lot of us like to think that's babies, but I believe that it's really related to every part of our lives. He says, be fruitful and multiply. Obviously, the multiplying would be about the babies, but the be fruitful, I believe, is in every area of our lives. We need to have growth. We need to see things being fruitful and having the life of God on it. The book of Psalms talks about, in the first part, and we talked about turning there, but it talks about being planted by a stream, and it says that we won't always bear fruit in every season, but our leaves will not wither, and we will always be connected to that river, that water. So some of us are wondering why we don't see a bunch of growth, or maybe we don't have a bunch of tangible fruit, but I want us all to realize that the goal is that we stay connected, so when all the different seasons happen in our life, we still are not dead and we haven't gone into faded away. So I want us to understand a little bit that having a good life is a fruit-bearing life. It's the Bible talks about it in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 in the Message. I love that it says that. It says a good life
is a fruit-bearing tree. And I would say a good life is a fruit-bearing life.
Okay, so that was Becoming Fruitful. If you haven't listened to that full episode, maybe after this episode, go back and listen to our very first episode on Becoming Fruitful. I really love that whole Radical Growth series. It was actually one of your first studies, which is amazing and just powerful.
Yeah, I think the reason I did Radical Growth was, gosh, growing up in church, I think there were so many things people assumed we knew how to grow a life in God. And when it came down to it, only when I got serious about my walk with Christ did I start to go, wait, these are the deal breakers. These are the things I have to do and know in order to live a vibrant life. And it's still one of my very favorite series. If you're new in Christ and you're not sure if you're growing your life in Christ in the way that you should be or want to be, but then it's also a really great series to take if you've lost your pizzazz, you've lost your heart, you've kind of lost your way in your walk with Christ, and you want to re-sign up and jump into your journey again. Radical Growth, Growing a Vibrant Life is a perfect series to jump into.
I love that. And if you're like, wow, that sounds awesome, can I get a hold of that? We have all of these books on our store at truththetable.com. And you can find them on Amazon as well. Mm-hmm. So anyways, okay.
And if you're a table member, you can always watch all of our series with that. I should say table, Truth to Table student. So, all right, let's jump into the second episode. This episode is episode 7.
And this was 70, actually.
Oh my gosh, episode I'm totally 70. Reading that wrong.
This was from the beginning of 2018, and it's a conversation you had with Chris Vallotton. Tell us a little bit about this.
I think this was when I was launching my Stronger Than the Struggle book.
It was. We hosted actually an online summit, which back then they were definitely not as common as they are now doing online gather. I think we had 18 people over the course of 8 days where you just had conversations around spiritual warfare.
It was so funny because we had never done an online summit. And I told my publishers, I'm going to try to do this thing. And they were really confused. They thought we were going to have to pay to fly everybody out. Do you remember that?
I do. I remember that.
And we had to explain to them, like, no, we don't mean that they have to be live. They're
via,
just
via Zoom, back before, you know, people really knew what Zoom was.
And I thought, I'll just send out, you know, a lifeline to everybody that I know. And maybe 5 of them will say yes. And every single one of them said yes.
It's true.
It was and so we, wild.
But we love Chris. He used to be our boss. We used to work for him. And he is just such a profound, wise man. And really when it comes to like some of the spiritual aspects of warfare or struggle or the prophetic, he just has so much, so many things to say.
He actually wrote a book called Spirit Wars, which is a best-selling book on spiritual warfare. And so, of course, he was one of the first people that I went on this summit and podcast. And we threw it up here on podcasting or on our podcast, I should say. And you guys loved it. I also love Chris's vulnerability as he shares about his journey in writing his book, Spirit Wars, and how it's changed his life. So without further ado,
Chris Vallotton and Rising Strong, episode 70.
And I love that about you. You've always taken risks. And some of those risks have been talking about topics that some people would not talk about. And even though you're kind of, you know, weeding your way through it, you're willing to at least try to have the conversation and not avoid the conversation. And one of those topics that you've been really key in our movement and really on the earth is the spirit world. And one of your top selling books is called Spirit Wars. And I'm curious, why did you write that book? And why do you think it's hit such a nerve in our communities?
Well, I wrote that book because it changed my life, what I learned. Hardest book I've ever written. I've written 14 books. And I took that book on. I signed an agreement. As we know, we're both with publishers and you have a deadline. They moved the deadline 3 times because I couldn't finish the book. Laying on the floor of my office, in this very office, write a paragraph and spend an hour on the floor weeping. So I finally called the publisher and said, hey, I'm going to give back your royalty advance. I cannot finish this book. And I told them what was happening with me. And they said, listen, let's take off the deadline. You finish it whenever you finish it, and that'll be great for us. So it took me over a year to write that book, which is the double length of time it take me to write a book. And my heart was to help people who've been through the same thing. Yeah. And you can see it just draws motion. Just thinking about, I mean, every single day, I was just checking my Facebook today, a few minutes ago, my private Facebook messages every single day. Oh, there might be some days in between that I don't, but I get probably 400 to 500 people a year tell me that book changed my life. I read your book and it told me I wasn't crazy, that there really is a spirit world. And it taught me how to navigate that world.
Gosh, I love Chris Vallotton. He is such a gift to our generation. And if you liked this episode, you can always go back and listen to the whole thing. It's episode 70. You can also pick up his book called Spirit Wars. It's all there and I hope you love it. All right, number 3.
Okay, the third clip we're going to listen to is from episode 28 entitled My Number One Tool for Making Big Decisions. This was all the way back in 2016. What happens in this one?
I think if memory serves me right, this is when we were transitioning out of running another organization and going full time into Truth to Table. And so I was really researching and looking into what it takes to make good decisions and make the right decisions. So I found this tool in making hard decisions, and I found myself frozen oftentimes in the things that were being asked of me and not sure how to do it. And so I found that a wise person is not impulsive, but asks trusted people for advice.
I love that. That's super good. And I think that that's something that hopefully we've grown in together over these last 4 years since 2016 in making big decisions. You know, I think some, you know, it's especially in a marriage, right? It's two yeses. It takes two yeses to make a yes. That's what we always say. And so, this is so good.
We learned here just like how to move forward without a final yes.
Love it.
Let's go listen.
You know, one of the decisions that I've made is it's okay to move forward without a final yes. And I want to explain that to you because some of you are, it's like yes or no, in or out, done or not done. And that's kind of how you live. But I would suggest that you take a step towards something and then you kind of let it sit. And I have some fleeces. So part of mine is, okay, I'm moving forward with us going, with taking our kids on a trip. But these two things need to happen. And I'm not going to hold on to it to where it's a, God, you said so, so this is what's going to happen. Or is it, God, I trust you that if this is your plan, then you will make a way where there isn't a way, and you're going to provide for us, and things are going to work in a way that I can relax in your plan, whether it's yes or no, you're in control. And I think what I've seen with a lot of us, and you know who you are, because I have been one of these, you want God to do it, so you try to make it happen. Is anybody else out there like that? You want it to happen. So you're like, I'm going to make this happen and I'm going to put on the credit card and I'm going to buy it no matter what. And I'm going to date it no matter what. And I'm going to move there no matter what. And God will just have to make a way because I love him. You know what? That's really not the way that God, that real wise people make decisions. Like if your mama never told you, that's not how wise people make decisions. Wise people wait. They make a small decision. They wait for it to happen. They ask God. They look for confirmation. They have counsel. They're slower to move because they're waiting for that present leading versus that yes. And what I've seen people do is they get in trouble when they try to make a decision. And then when it's not happening, they force it. And so I guess my suggestion to you, wherever you are, is to wait. Give that space for God to show up. Give that moment, wait for it, and then make little decisions to see if God's confirming it, and then be willing to pull the plug when things are not happening. And don't take it as a sign of failure. Take it as a sign of learning that you are actually being led by God. So there is nothing wrong than saying, I tried this and it doesn't feel right. We're going to wait. That is a wise person.
All right, that was super good. Honey, I always love your practical and like tangible advice that I can just like put to practice right away. Okay, this next episode is going to be the clip number 4. It's from all the way back in 2017. It's episode 49, Learning to Hear God's Voice in Your Everyday Life. Part 1.
Now, this one has really, I mean, it's in a small episode on my podcast, but to be honest, this has become a life message for me. And that is, I just have this passion to teach people how to hear God's voice and to not believe that they can't hear him or that they can't interact with the God and the author of their life. So this has really become a life message, and it's all about hearing his voice. And sometimes you just have to uniquely hear how he speaks to you. And so that's what this episode was about. So let's jump into episode 49 on learning to hear God's voice in your everyday life, part 1. If you were going to ask me how I heard God's voice, I could give it to you clearly. So I spent some time figuring this out. How do you hear God's voice? And shouldn't we all hear God's voice on a regular basis? And I don't mean audibly, but I mean a deep sense, a deep leading that we are hearing him and that we have confirmation that it is him. You know, I think it's interesting. Maybe we wouldn't be so, well, we wouldn't be so quick to ask others if we knew we could hear God. And maybe we wouldn't run to this conference or read this book or hear, you know, go to this prayer line if we knew we could hear God, that he wasn't hiding from us, that this wasn't some secret handshake or some special ointment, but that we were, well, it wasn't just that we could hear his voice, is that we were hearing his voice. It just needed to be uncovered for us. It was like the radio station just needed to be turned up so that we knew, oh, that is his voice. You know, the hardest part, I think, with anyone is we hear God's voice from a young age, but we're not sure if it's God, ourself, or the devil. We're not sure if it's the enemy that's injecting bad thoughts, or we don't know if, you know, somebody else is saying something and we're putting a lot of weight in what they think of us or how they would lead their life. And so often it can be very confusing. Is it God, myself, or the devil? And we need to be clear. How does that work in our lives? I think it's really simple. And the clearer we work on it, the clearer we know, wow, the better we are at living at a place of peace, a place of progression, and a place of prosperity. And so having heard God's voice for my own life and for others, well, I've made it a life mission to teach others how to hear his voice. It shouldn't be confusing. It shouldn't be something that we wonder about. In fact, biblically, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. And you know what? If you're following Christ, then you're his sheep. You're following him. And the shepherd's voice shouldn't be far away. It shouldn't be confusing. It shouldn't have to go through another sheep to get to you. It should be clear. And you should know, oh, this is the way. This is what he's leading me to do.
All right. That was amazing. I love the topic of hearing God's voice. And it's really the prophetic, which this is, you know, some of this comes from your message of the prophetic personalities. And, you know, we have a whole course on that. And so if you are interested in learning to understand more about how God speaks to you, how to hear God's voice for your life and others, we have resources on that. So again, you can check that out at truththetable.com. It's a whole online course called Prophetic Personalities. All right. What's the next episode?
I do want to say this just for like public accountability. I really want to write a book on the prophetic personalities. And my goal is to begin to unpack what it looks like to be a feeler or a knower or a hearer or a seer and put personal stories to that. And so if that's something that sounds interesting to you, like stick with me, and you might even see us sending out information to gather your experience as a knower, feeler, seer, hearer. So yeah, pray for us. I would love to do something just to give to you guys that will help unpack that more. All right, episode number 5, as the anniversary series continues, our top 5 episodes in 2019, our number 1 episode that you guys loved was episode 103, which is I Hate What I See in the Mirror.
Oh man, that sounds terrible and interesting.
Honest. It's so honest. And the reason I did this was, well, it was actually taken from an episode about self-abandonment. from my Leap into Love study. And for those of you that are new to this podcast, you probably don't know this, but every January, Truth to Table hosts a free live virtual Bible study, a global Bible study, where we have thousands of men and women from around the world tune into our community. And it's, I teach for the very first time, brand new content through the Bible for sometimes it's 20, 25 days, depending on what the series is. And in 2019, the episode was called Leap into Love, Living Present to Your Purpose on the Planet.
The study, you should say, oh, not the study. Episode.
Thank you.
So that was the study that you released in 2019, which, yeah, was amazing. I feel like the topic of self-rejection, self-acceptance, obviously, is just so important, especially among women. And you just, I feel like, communicate that so well. So, all right.
Yeah. So in this episode, I challenged you guys to ask the Lord to help you accept yourself without disappointment or fear. And we're going to tune right into this and we'll catch you on the other side.
Why is self-acceptance such a hot topic right now? And why do we need to talk about vulnerability and authenticity? Why do we need to recognize the areas in our lives that point to a deeper root in our life? It's because the enemy of our soul wants to rob us from ever feeling like we belong and we are connected and we are worthy. The enemy of our soul is using all of his energy to come and diminish any sense of confidence because he knows your value better than you know your own. And he's terrified of who you are as a woman when you begin to realize the authority and the power you hold on this earth. And so all he has over you is to lie to you and to diminish the call of God on your life to where you will finally walk away from it or you won't fully be activated. And so what we have to understand, and I bet you anything, if you were to think about your own life, I am confident that early on as a little girl, or even maybe as a young woman, your identity came under attack. Somebody in your life came to take from you your confidence. Someone in your life came to show you that you were not worthy of love. You were not worthy of acceptance. You were not worthy of belonging. And that narrative, the enemy was hoping, would follow your whole life. So when you get into environments like this, that narrative would be something that would drown out all the love of heaven over your life.
Okay, that was I Hate What I See in the Mirror, episode 103. So again, if that sparked some interest and you thought, oh my goodness, can we just keep playing that episode? Go back and listen to the full episode. It's episode 103.
Yeah, so we're done with the top five. Which one was your favorite?
Man, honestly, I think the Hearing God's Voice one, because that's just such a, I think, relevant, critical, ongoing topic, but radical growth as well, because I feel like you can never really move on from the basics.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally agree.
What about you?
Well, I mean, honestly, out of those, probably Chris Fallotton, but only because it's hard to
just
hear yourself.
I already forgot about Chris Fallotton. Can I have a third favorite?
It's just hard to hear yourself all the time, so to have a guest is always a little bit.
That's true. That's true. Nicer. And we love Chris and he's amazing.
Yeah. So guys, first of all, we just want to say, gosh, we love you so much. Like, I love you guys. You have been here with me for 5 years through the journey, through the good, through the bad, through the messy, through the complicated. And you guys have been here and I have really grown to depend on your voice in my life, your encouragement, and your hunger for all things God. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking with me, being with me, championing me. You guys have written incredible reviews. You've given me 5 stars on so many different episodes. But most importantly, you've just been generous in your encouragement to say, thank you for putting that out. Thank you. I want to share this with my friends. I've seen you've reposted me throughout the years. You've told your friends about our podcast. And it's the reason it's been an incredible success because of you guys. And when I go throughout my day and I write books and I, you know, do the things that are in front of me, my calling, I always think about you. I think about what you need. I think about what's going to encourage you or the details that I don't think anyone's ever told me, and I want to make sure I tell you. I always think about you guys. You are a part of my everyday life, and whether I know your name or, you know, I know your face, I am always thinking about you. And my heart, and I think been in my heart all along, has been to serve you in the most radical way we know how, by giving you our story and by giving you the truth that we know that builds a little bit of momentum in our lives.
Wow. Yeah, I totally agree. I echo all of that. And again, I want to say thank you. If you've tuned in at any point to these episodes, this podcast, if you've subscribed or shared it, or just tuned in and given us your time, we couldn't do this without you. We're so grateful for just to have moments of your time to be able to encourage, inspire, and empower you in your walk with God and in life. And so, again, yeah, we're just so grateful. So, any final words? We do have a couple of, hold on, I almost forgot. Drum roll, we mentioned a special announcement. So, go ahead into that, honey.
All right, for all of you that have been bearing with it for the entire podcast because you want to know what it is, you've been putting us on like 1.5 speed.
Or just skipping straight to the end. Yeah. Here's the end.
We know who you are and you're kind of like us. That's why you're our people. Okay, big announcement is we are actually changing the entire name of this podcast from Havilah's Podcast to...
Home with Havilah.
Home with Havilah. I know it seems like, really, is that the biggest deal? But yes, it is a big deal because that came out of me just talking to my friends and community and saying, oh, you know, it's like Home with Havilah. And it just kind of, it clicked. And we realized that's exactly what it is. If you were around me and we could spend time together, the first thing I'd want you to do is come over to my house and have a cup of coffee and let's talk and let's connect. And so this podcast is now officially called Home with Havilah, and it's sponsored by our nonprofit ministry called Truth to Table.
Truth to Table, it's true. Now, it's going to have a new look a little bit of a new sound, which is going to be exciting. So you'll see and hear that next episode.
Which is, you got to remember that because I always look for certain pictures in my podcast app.
That's true.
And so I know that you guys might be like, oh, I totally, what's happening? So just be ready. I'll give you a hint. It's going to be yellow. So look for the color yellow and you're going to see Home with Havilah, and make sure you don't get kind of thrown off if you see a different picture.
That's right. And so that's going to launch next week, next episode, which should be episode 154, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, I don't remember what we're on. But then also, we will simultaneously, the episode is going to start the author series. So we're kind of launching with the new look, the new sound, the new vibe, the new name, sponsored by Truth to Table, and a brand new series on writing and being an author.
And I'll start that podcast off by myself to talk about my journey in writing. And then the next week we'll have a guest.
I'm super excited about you. Well, I'm excited to hear you talk about writing and some of the guests we're having. We're in the works to get some of those lined up. And so I'm excited.
I mean, there's one person that just confirmed that I'm dying right now. I'm just hoping it all works out. But they were like, yes. And it's New York Times bestselling author multiple times and just... is amazing.
Oh man, can I guess? Who is it? It's gotta be.
I can't tell you.
Is it Michelle Obama? No, no, it's not.
I think she's only New York Times bestseller one time.
I think she's only written one book.
Yeah. You gotta wait a little bit.
I know.
Okay, and then lastly, if you stuck around this entire time and you wanna be a part of the giveaway, we are doing something really special for Home with Havilah, and that is if you would like to get in on the giveaway, and the giveaway is going to be...
it's a $200 Visa gift card, which is like free money.
Because who doesn't like cash? Like, we talked about giving books away. We talked about giving all these items. And then I'm like, you know what? In my life and where I'm at right now, I need some cash.
I like to think of it as the Home with Havilah podcast stimulus.
Stimulus package.
Stimulus Visa gift card. So
that's awesome. I hadn't heard that. So if you would like a chance to win $200 for a Visa gift card, or if you just out of the kindness of your heart want to get people in on this podcast, just take a picture of the podcast and share it on your socials. Okay, that's what you got to do. If you've never done this before, all you're going to do is screenshot you listening to this podcast and you're going to put it on your socials, whether it's stories or your wall. I recommend your wall because it lasts longer than 24 hours. And you're going to tag us, tag Havila Cunnington or tag Truth to Table. So either one.
Actually, tag them both.
Or tag them both. Actually, you need to tag both. Thank you. Make sure you tag Havila Cunnington or Truth to Table and Truth to Table on that picture. Leave it on your wall. Encourage everyone to come and like listen to the podcast, and we will find you and we will pick one of you to win the $200 gift card.
That's right. And we will announce that we've picked a winner, and we'll announce who it is next week.
Yeah, definitely. So make sure you jump in and do that soon. And you know what? If you want to post one or two or three pictures and get a chance to enter in a couple times, you can do that. There are no rules. I get it. You misses overachiever. Do your thing. All right. I think that's it for now.
That is it. 5 years in the books. It's actually that at the time we're recording this podcast, this is August 11th. And this, I looked back, and our first episode actually published on August 11th, 2015. So this legitimately is the 5 year exact anniversary as we're recording this. So that's pretty cool.
Do you remember what was happening 5 years ago?
I don't remember 10 minutes ago. But
parents, hashtag
I parent. Do remember only because it's documented. So that proves your point funny. Of, yeah, when you document things, it's less easy to forget.
You guys, we love you so much. This has been in Havila Cunnington, and this is Home with Havila. Brand new series starts next week, the author series. Make sure to share. And then also, if you like this podcast, the best thing you can do to honor that is to give us 5 stars and to subscribe and even leave a review. Why? Because the way that iTunes works is that people can't find you unless the subscriptions go up and the reviews. So do us a favor, make sure you add us into your reviews and give us those 5 stars, and we'll see you next week in the next 5 years.
I love it. And babe, I just want to say thanks so much for doing this podcast for the last 5 years. I know it's meant so much to so many, and cheers to you.
I love you.
Love you too.